Okay, Yisr Koach. Good morning, all. So we know that when it comes to the month of Elul, that some of us probably are familiar that there is an idea that the letters Aleph Lamed, Vav Lamed, that spell out the month of Elul, many try to point that there are certain verses that this is a representative of an acronym for. So the very famous one is Anila Dodiv, Dodi Li, that there is an idea that I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, that this is a month of all trying to get closer to Hashem. And so that's probably one of the more famous and well-known ones. But the truth is that there are many that are probably before that verse in terms of the textual allusions that people do find in the month of Elul, and specifically as an acronym. And the first is one that seems kind of random at first glance. V'asher lo tzadav ha'elokim ina liyado v'samti lecha. This is a verse that the Torah tells us about specifically when someone accidentally kills another person. And so I'm not going to bore you with trying to go through how this is actually an acronym for Elul, but if you look inside, you can see clearly, and I'm happy to show you as well. But this is the starting point for which many of the famous Kabbalistic commentators say that Elul is representative of a month of tshuva, because of the fact that this verse specifically deals with accidental murder, and if someone who accidentally kills someone, if that person can do tshuva, if that person can repent, then of course anyone really can repent. And so ultimately we see that in this verse that Elul is a month all about someone, if they want to truly return to God, if they want to truly repent for all the sins that they did, then this is something that one absolutely can do. But then we have three additional verses that are listed as well that are seen as a reference to what Elul is truly all about. The first is Umal Hashem Elokecha Eslavavcha Veslavav Zarecha, this idea that we should circumcise our hearts to get closer to God. The third verse that he lists is Anila Dodi V'Dodili, of course this famous idea of I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. And then finally he quotes a verse seemingly totally out of left field, and that is the verse that refers to Matanos Lev Yonim, the idea that in Megillas Esther that we're supposed to give gifts to the poor on Purim. And he says that the verse very simply clearly has an acronym to Elul as well. And so he explains, why are there these three additional verses that connect to Elul? Are they just some people who are very well versed in Tanakh? They're going through, they're trying to find letters that match up to the Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. That seems a little odd. So he says no, that the truth is these three final verses that we listed are all connected to the very famous theme of the High Holidays of Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, repentance, prayer, and charity, and that if you line up each of these verses, it's clear that these three elements are quintessential to what Elul is all about. And so at the end of the day, if we go forward throughout the High Holiday season and we hear about the verse allusions to the month of Elul, they're not random choosings of verses, but rather they're clear and intentional thoughts of how Chazal and how our previous commentators have tried to connect and teach us what Elul is all about, namely that it's a month that one has the ability to connect and repent to God, and specifically that if we use the tools of repentance, prayer, and charity, then we can all, God willing, have a beautiful month of repentance and growing closer to Hashem. We will conclude.